audio drama from 2E Production. The Override Protocol, Episode 3, The Plan.
There is only one way that we found that we can infiltrate and stop the OPD. Cassie, I'm sorry, but for the plan to work, we are going to have to re-enable the AI module in your brain.
No! No, 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 no! There is no way that I want that creep back inside my head!
I'm sorry, Cassie. We reviewed all options, and this is the only way that we have a chance of succeeding.
Surely there's something else we can do? I just can't take another second of having that voice in my head.
I know, it's a lot to ask, but we've got to rescue Jenny. We need a way to get access to the OPD mainframe, and this is the only way that we can get that access.
I'll do everything in my power to rescue Jenny. But this could kill me. Come up with another plan, and I'll do it.
But we have no plan B. We know that the OPD are waiting for our next move. If there was anything else that had a chance of working, then I wouldn't hesitate in asking you. Unfortunately, we're out of options.
But you should have heard what it said to me. He knows that I double-crossed him. The first chance that he gets, he's going to kill me.
We've thought of that, Cassie. We're going to wipe his memory and ensure that he does not remember that happening.
I don't understand. What you mean? What will he remember?
We designed this AI module, so we know how to manipulate it. We will wipe out everything that happened after our first meeting. The voice will only remember up until the first time you were tasered. He will remember nothing after that.
He won't remember me double-crossing him?
It will be like it never happened. All you have to remember is to tell him that we mugged you. Same as last time.
Are you certain that is all he will remember?
We're absolutely certain that he won't remember anything after that. His memory of it will be completely erased. We know that this will be dangerous, but it's the only way that we can save Jenny.
Okay, so for now, if I did say that I would do it, then what the hell is the plan? How are we going to get Jenny back?
The only way that we can hurt the OPD is by getting access to their data center.
Where's that?
It's in a very unnoticeable building downtown. You wouldn't even realize that it's a data center.
So why don't you just sneak in? What do you need me for?
Because the data center is completely autonomous, and any human heartbeats detected inside the data center would stand out like a sore thumb. The only humans that would be allowed inside the facility are infected humans. That is why we need to re-enable your module.
Okay, let's just pretend that I go along with this plan and I somehow get inside the data center. What the hell do you expect me to do? I have no idea on how to stop the OPD.
We realize that, Cassie, and we can help with that. First, we'll help you to get inside the data center. Then once inside, we'll give you a USB key with a virus preloaded on it. All you have to do is insert the USB key into any PC inside the data center. The virus will then auto-execute, and you will have nothing else to do.
So I just stick the USB key into any PC, and this loads a virus that will do what?
To put it simply, the virus will kill the entire OPD network and bring the entire OPD system to a halt.
But won't the AI module see me inserting the USB key? He'll kill me if I attempt to do that. There's no way he'd let me get away with that.
You're right, but the virus will also unlock all the doors in the data center. We'll be waiting outside, and the second the door is open, we will be able to remotely disable your AI module.
It just sounds so dangerous. I mean, first I have to survive him returning and then pray that he doesn't remember what I did to him. Then I'll have to load a virus into the OPD network, which will definitely piss him off. The chances of me surviving all of this are slim.
We know it's going to be dangerous, and this is a big ask. But this is the only way that we have any chance of stopping the OPD and rescuing Jenny. We've got to try everything we can to rescue Jenny and stop the override protocol.
Okay. I'll do it. It's against my better judgment, but we have no other choice. We've got to rescue Jenny and stop the override protocol.
Excellent. Cassie, we'll do everything in our power to make this work. We'll need to move as fast as possible, so Cassie, you'll need to take this pill now.
Pill? What the hell is this pill for?
The pill will knock you out. It will simulate the effect of the taser shock. When you wake up, you will be back in the warehouse, and the AI module will be activated again.
My God, this is starting to get really frightening now.
Don't worry, Cassie. We'll be close by and we'll help when we can. Don't forget, the USB key is in your back pocket.
But how will I know how to get to the OPD data center?
We'll load a subroutine into the AI module that will make him want to return to the OPD data center, so he'll lead you there.
Okay, fingers crossed that this will work. Where am I? That really knocked me out? Damn, I'm back here again. What do I do now? Oh no. Not again.
What? What the hell is after happening?
We've been mugged. They've taken all of our money.
Who were they? Did they say anything to you?
I think they were junkies. All they wanted was the money. They didn't say anything else to me.
So they never said anything to you?
No, nothing. They never said anything to me. All they wanted was the money.
Where is the syringe gun? I don't see it anywhere.
I don't know. I don't see it anywhere either. They must have taken it.
Why didn't you stop them? You knew how important that syringe gun was. You should have protected it at all costs.
But I was out cold. The taser knocked me clean out.
Something's not adding up here. You said you were talking to them when they took the money. But you never mentioned anything about the syringe gun going missing, our most critical piece of equipment. There's something that you're not telling me.
But I'm telling the truth. I was weak after the taser shock. I just didn't notice them taking the syringe gun.
I find that hard to believe. The critical equipment goes missing, and you just didn't notice?
It's not that I didn't notice. I was just too weak from the taser shock to take note of everything.
Enough with the lies. Tell me the truth now.
Stop, please. I'm telling the truth.
You're lying to me. Tell me what happened to the syringe gun.
Please, stop. I'm not lying.
If you're not lying, then tell me where it is.
I can't tell you. I don't know. Please stop.
You need to take care of our equipment. This is just not good enough.
I will. I promise.
You better make sure of it, because I will not be giving you any more chances. Now, because of your incompetence, we'll have to get a replacement syringe gun. We now need to get to the other side of the city. How much money do you have left?
Nothing. I have nothing left. They took it all.
This is not good, Jane. For the sake of your own health, don't let this happen again. Okay, then. Head outside. We'll have to create a new plan.
What do you expect me to do out on these streets? I have no money to buy anything.
Well, if you didn't lose our money, then we wouldn't have to steal a car.
But I know nothing about stealing cars.
We'll do it the easy way. Check all the doors on the cars on this street and see if any are open.
But what happens if I'm seen or if someone calls the cops?
I don't care what happens. Just do it.
Okay. I'll try this door. Nope, it's locked.
Try another one, Jane Doe. You created this mess, so you'd better hurry up and find an open car door.
I know. I'm trying the best that I can. This one's locked as well.
Hurry up!
I am. Wait, this one is open.
Quickly, get in.
Now what? I don't have a clue on what to do next.
Search the car. The idiot that left this door open probably left a spare key as well.
Okay, I'm looking. Wait, I don't believe it. They left a key in the glove box.
Check if it starts the car.
Okay, testing it now. My God, it works. Are we stealing this? What happens if we get caught?
All you need to worry about is getting on my wrong side. Nothing else. Now head to the data center.
But I don't know the way?
Just drive. I'll give you the directions.
Okay.
Now turn right and pull in over there.
Okay. Where the hell are we?
We're at the data center. Now head over to that black door. Do you see the numeric keypad?
Yes. What code do I enter?
Enter the code. 1952-2591, and then look straight into the camera.
Okay. What is this scanner doing?
We have your retina details on file. The data center security is just confirming your identity. Okay, we're in.
This place looks massive. Is this one giant server room, as it appears to be, just wall-to-wall computers?
This is our main data center. We've enough computer power here to run the entire world. but don't let it concern you. Just keep following my orders. That's all that you'll need to remember.
So far, I've been doing everything you asked.
Keep it that way, if you know what's good for you. Now head over to the second door on the right and place your hand on the scanner.
Okay, trying the scanner now. Okay, we're in. What's with all the security in here?
There's a lot of people that want to stop us, you included. And we can see what happened to you. There is no one capable of stopping us now. Now stop asking stupid fucking questions. Your job is just to follow orders.
Okay. So what now?
Head over to that computer terminal in the corner. We will need to log into it.
Okay, but my memory is gone. I've no memory of any computer skills that I might have had previously. What do you expect me to do?
I expect you to shut up and just follow my instructions. We need to get access to the database, to locate a new syringe gun, to replace the one that you lost. So I just need you to shut up and just follow my instructions to log in.
Okay. I'm at the login screen. What now?
You just type in any username. I'll also be able to see the username, and in the background, I'll request for security to create a matching account and give you the password. It should only take a few seconds to get the password.
Okay. Logging in now. So, what's the password?
Jane, what have you done?
What do you mean? I did exactly as you asked. What's wrong?
I'll tell you what's wrong, Jane. Why did you type in the username as Cassie? How the hell did you know that your name is Cassie?
I must be starting to get my memory back.
Bullshit. You're fucking lying. Who the hell have you been talking to?
Ugh, I've not been talking to anyone.
Stop fucking lying. Tell me who you're talking to.
Please, stop. I'm not lying.
I know you're lying. Tell me the fucking truth, or I'll keep this up until you die.
I've got no choice then. Let's see what this USB key does.
Stop! Where did you get that USB key? Stop! Don't insert it! I'm ordering you!
Too late. It's inactivated.
Take it out now. I'm warning you. Stop this. If you don't...
It stopped. I need help.
Cassie, where are you?
I'm over here. Help!
Cassie, are you okay?
I'm okay now, but my God, he nearly killed me. I thought my heart was going to explode.
I'm sorry, Cassie. We disabled him as fast as we could.
He came so close to killing me. My God, is he completely disabled now?
Yes. He's completely disabled now. He's not coming back. And Dan is now going to shut down the entire network that supports the override protocol.
Just setting up on this terminal now. I have full admin access to the entire OPD network. Just give me a few minutes to execute the plan.
Okay, Dan. Just make sure that they are not coming back.
Will do. I don't want them back either.
What about Jenny? We need to find her.
We've loaded a subroutine to search the entire building. Dan, any luck in finding Jenny?
Still searching. We've narrowed it down to the fourth floor.
Excellent. Let us know once you've found her. Finally, this nightmare's almost over.
What's that?
It's coming from the Tannoy loudspeakers. Dan, can you track what's accessing those loudspeakers?
I'm on it.
What? I'm back. Did you think you stopped me?
Oh my God. That's the voice that was inside my head?
Yes, Cassie. I'm back. Did you miss me? And I'm warning you all to stop now!
I found some hidden code that the OPD created. I'm checking to see what access it has.
I'd advise you to stop checking now. This is your final warning.
I can't take any more crap from that creep. I thought all of this should have been disabled by the virus.
We thought that as well. But we're not sure about what this hidden code that Dan found actually does. Any ideas, Dan?
I'd strongly advise everyone to get out of the OPD system.
I think he's bluffing. I just went through the hidden code, and there is very little that it has access to.
Believe me, I'm not bluffing. Get out of the system, now!
Wait, I've just noticed something. He sent out a request for any infected person in the area to urgently come here and help. I think there is about 50 infected people on the way.
How long have we got before they start arriving?
It looks like we have around 30 minutes before the first ones get here.
I think that gives us enough time to get Jenny. Will you have enough time to disable this hidden code?
Yes, I should have enough time as well.
Our infected helpers are not our only option. Stop now. and we'll give you a chance to get out alive.
Do we believe him?
No. He's bluffing. Cassie, come with me. We'll head to the fourth floor and look for Jenny. Dan, we'll stay here and work on disabling the code.
Jason, take this two-way radio. I'll call you once I get Jenny's exact location.
Great idea. Okay, Cassie, let's go.
Stop now, while you still have a chance.
Ignore him. Let's go.
You should have said goodbye to them, Dan. You'll never see them again.
Stop bluffing. I know that there is nothing that you can do to stop us.
This way, Cassie. I think the elevator is over there.
Okay, I'll summon it. My biometrics should still have access to all areas. Okay, it's on the way. What will we do when we get to the fourth floor? How will we know where Jenny is?
You have full access to this building, so we'll just start opening all the doors and see if we can find Jenny. Hopefully, Dan will give us the exact location soon.
Do you believe in what the AI voice is saying? Do you think we are in danger?
As long as we get everything done before the 30 minutes are up, then we should not be in any danger. The AI voice is just trying to bluff us, as he is out of options.
Okay, hopefully we'll find Jenny quickly.
Give up now, Dan. Your friends will soon meet their maker. Don't make the same mistake as them, so give up while you still have a chance.
Shut up, just shut up. I know you're bluffing, so you're only annoying me at this stage. I'll soon have you shut down.
Don't underestimate me, Dan. You'll soon discover how powerful the OPD is. Take the chance to give up while you still can.
You're getting really irritating now. I'll soon have the subroutine that controls the loudspeakers shut down. We'll soon have some peace and... oh my God.
Discovered something in the code, Dan? I told you that your friends are in grave danger.
Hello? Jason, can you hear me? Jason, answer me. This is urgent.
I can hear you, Dan. What's up?
I've just discovered that the hidden code has launched something on the fourth floor. I don't know what it is, but it can't be good news. It's probably dangerous. So keep your eyes open.
Okay, thanks for the heads up. We'll be careful up here. Any updates on Jenny?
I'll have something for you shortly. I'll call you as soon as I get it.
Okay. We'll update you if anything changes on our end.
Okay, over and out.
Don't forget to say goodbye to your friends. You're never going to see them again.
Oh my God. What do you think they have done?
I don't know. Just be extra careful up here.
Will we stick with the same plan?
Yes, we got no choice. We've got to find Jenny before our time runs out. So try opening this door.
Okay, opening it. It's empty. There's just so many rooms to search up here.
I know. Hopefully Dan will be able to give us the exact location soon.
Do you hear that? What is it?
I'm not sure. It's coming from over there.
Over there! Drones!
Take cover in here! Look out!
They're trying to kill us!
Get in here! Quickly! Shut the door! Quickly!
They have us trapped in here!
There's no way out!
Ask Dan for help!
Good idea! Dan, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's up?
They've released killer drones with machine guns. They've got us trapped.
Okay, let me see what I can do.
Please hurry. We're running out of time.
Okay.
Will the door hold? Will it keep the drones out?
It will have to hold. We've no other options.
The bullets are shattering the door.
Take cover over there. Can you find a weapon?
I found some pipes here. Take one.
Excellent. If they break through, then hit them as hard as you can.
Okay, I'm ready. Wait, they've stopped.
Jason, I've updated the code. Did I stop the drones?
Well done, Dan. The drones have crashed to the floor. Is it safe to go out now?
Yes, it's all clear now. The drones are not coming back. I've also located Jenny. She's in room 452.
Excellent. Well done, Dan.
That room is just over there. Let's go.
There it is.
Open the door, Cassie!
Stop! Don't touch the door!
Why not?
I think it's electrified.
Cassie, try throwing your pipe at it.
Okay. Whoa!
The door's electrified. How will we get in?
Hold on a minute. I'll have to decode this.
Get out of the OPD system, Dan. I know you have a family, and I can send my infected agents after them if you do not stop. Last chance to stop.
That won't work. We knew you'd try this, and my family is not even in the country. Nothing will save you now. I'll soon have you stopped.
How about money, Dan? Name your price. We can give you whatever you want.
First you threaten me, and now you offer me money. I don't believe you for 1 minute.
Then join us. The OPD will take over the world, and you can be part of that. Join us now, and we will give you an entire country to do whatever you please with. Join us. You will never get another offer like this again.
Never. No way. I'd never join. Anyway, my code change is ready. Time to say goodbye. I'm executing the code.
Stop! Don't do it!
I can't!
Okay, Jason. Everything should be disabled now. Try it now.
Okay, testing it now. Try it again, Cassie.
Okay. It worked.
Well done, Dan. It worked. We're in.
Brilliant. Keep me updated. Over.
Okay, Cassie. Try opening the door.
Okay. It's opened. She's here. We found her.
Jenny, we've been looking everywhere for you.
Mommy, Daddy, you found me.
Jenny, we're sorry that it took so long, but it's all over now.
But I'm so scared.
You don't have to be scared anymore. The bad man is gone.
But why do I still hear the bad man talking inside my head?
What do you mean?
I can hear the bad man talking inside my head. He is telling me to do bad things.
Oh my God, she's infected.
An audio drama from 2E Production, The Override Protocol. Written, edited, produced, and directed by 2eproduction.com. AI voices provided by 11 Labs. Sound and music effects by 11 Labs and Pixabay.